Today, we're going to be going through our top 10 list. You brought in your 10, I brought in my 10. And what's going to happen today is that I'm going to go through my list, we're going to react to it, we're going to go through Lou's list, and then we're going to react to it once again. So can I start off my list, man? Let's go through
it. Let's hear it, bro.
All right. So top 10 songs of the year so far for me. And let me know yours in the comment section, guys. 10, Head High by Joey Badass. 9, Breath Control by Logic. 8, All the Way Out by Boldy James and the Real Batman. 7, The Highs and the Lows by Chance the Rapper. 6, Just So You Remember by Pusha T. 5, Few Good Things by Saba. 4, Johnny P's Caddy by Benny the Butcher. 3, Walkin' by Denzel Curry. 2, Kendrick Lamar's The Hard Part 5. And number 1, Melt Session number 1 by Denzel Curry.
Interesting. 2 songs from Denzel in the top 3, bro.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Wow.
Honestly, probably my most, you know, played songs of the year. Like, I'm having such a field day with this new Denzel album. And I just love these two songs, bro. They've hit my rotation. Super personal tracks. And
yeah,
listen, whenever you have, you know, Robert Glasgow, you know, production on a track, you know it's going to be a huge fucking vibe. And even Walking is fantastic. So do you have any of these songs in your top 10? Could you give me a little sneak preview?
Yeah, bro? I have one of these Denzel songs in there. Besides that, let me see. I think I have about like 4 songs in common with you, but let me ask you about Just So You Remember by Pusha T. That's an interesting choice.
It is an interesting choice. So listen, It's Almost Dry was a great album. You know, it was a great listen. I really did enjoy it. But I feel like that's the one song on that track list that really captivates, you know, a dark Pusha T vibe. And what's cool about this song as well is that they sampled 6 Day War by Colin O'Backshot. And you hear it straight from the beginning of the song, how dark it is, and even like, you know, the little Joker laughs by Pusha T, you know, sprinkled throughout the track. And I do think that if you had to ask me, you know, what's the best song on that album and what's my favorite song of the year, this would definitely be in contention.
I had that as my favorite off of It's Almost Dry, but it's kind of changed over time.
Well, so what do you have?
You'll
now
see which one that I chose later on.
Fire. What other questions do you have for me?
Other questions. It's interesting that like you have no trap songs on here at all. No, like, you know what I mean? New generation artists either. So take me through that. Do you think they didn't really live up to like the standard?
No, I mean, I was considering Puffin' on Zooties. You know, I was also considering a lot of Cake by Gunna. But I mean, for the most part, these have been my most played songs of the year. And it's not a knock towards them because I did play a lot of those tracks when they came out and when the weeks have passed by. I just think that when forming my list, I had this combination of replay value and also quality, you know, taken into consideration. So I mean, yes, not too many new gen artists.
I'm disappointed
artists,
by one thing in your list.
What are you going?
You had nothing off of Simple, which is an amazing album, and you've been raving about it all year.
Yeah, but the only thing is that it's not a full rap album.
He's rapping on it, though. You have Dog Food, you have Breathe.
I was considering Dog... Breathe is
actually
more of
Breathe is less rap.
Yeah,
true.
You see what I mean? Like, it was hard to fit it in. Like, if that was the case, I would have maybe taken some songs off of Drake's new album, even some stuff on Don FM, but I kind of
geared it towards rap.
I put those to the side and I went more for like a, you know, the lyrical miracle sort of stuff. Any other questions about my list?
I think the highs and lows being on here after just a short amount of time of being released speaks to how fucking crazy that track is.
Did you include it on your list for this one?
I didn't, just because again it's so fresh and I kind of want some more time to digest it, but I could see it cracking my top 10. I mean, Chance is just on another level right now, bro. Like, he's gonna have a serious comeback.
A serious fucking one. Absolutely. Even the concept for his new album sounds pretty cool. But the reason why I included it is just because you know the quality right away. You know, like, this is the Chance I fell in love with, you know, early on, you know, even within his mixtape days and how he progressed as an artist. And I love how personal he's getting on this song, just talking about the peaks and the valleys of his life and his career and how he's moved forward with that. And even at that, you know, you get a slapper Joey verse to finish off this song. And it just confirms to me that, you know, these guys, not that they get clowned on, but like, a lot of people do doubt their music now in 2022, and I find it super unfair because they're delivering some of the best material in the league right now. Even at that, Head High by Joey Badass, produced by Static Selecta, is one of the best songs I've heard
Love
all
it.
Year, bro. Like, this is fantastic just going into his new album. So I mean, that's kind of what I have right now as far as my rotation goes. Even Breath Control by Logic and Wiz Khalifa.
Love
like,
it, bro.
That's, did you include that on
I
your
I did include
okay,
that on
okay.
my list.
So
I
listen,
to.
Before I start asking you too many questions about your fucking top 10, go into your top 10. I want to see what
my
you have.
My top 10,
man.
All right. So at number 10, actually, before I do that, I kind of want to go through some honorable mentions really quickly. So let's see what I had here.
What did you put as
I had a lot of honorable mentions. I had Mental by Denzel Curry, Banking on Me by Gunna,
W.
Surround Sound by JID,
W.
Jean Michel by Cordae,
W.
Few Good Things by Saba, Remember by Pop Smoke, Jaguar by Action Bronson,
W.
Diesel by Kool G Rap and The Alchemist, Demise by Freddie Gibbs and Ransom, and Ait by West Side Boogie. And
I had Ait in my yeah. rotation. It's just like kind of, fuck. I know.
It's hard to include everything.
It is hard to include everything.
But I mean, at number 10, I have London by Bia featuring J. Cole.
Wow, okay.
Number 9, Let the Smokers Shine the Coop by Pusha T.
So I guess that's what you ended up substituting.
Yes, sir. Number 8 was Breath Control by Logic featuring Wiz Khalifa. Number 7, Come My Way by Saba featuring Crazy Bone. Number 6, Guilty by Conway the Machine. Number 5, Come On, Let's Go by Tyler, the Creator. Number 4, Father Time by Kendrick Lamar featuring Sampha. Number 3 is Johnny P's Caddy by Benny the Butcher featuring Cole. Number 2, Walkin' by Denzel Curry. And number 1, The Heart Part 5 by Kendrick Lamar.
Okay, so we have both The Heart Part 5 at a very similar position. Do you think it's a lock for you as far as Song as the Year goes? What is it? Is it The Perspectives? Is it the Marvin Gaye sample? Like, what's going on with you with that song right
this
now?
This song really moved me. I think on an emotional level, it's the one that touched me the most, to be honest with you. And I feel like I haven't gotten a feeling from a song like this since maybe 2018.
Wow, really?
Like, I remember the first time that I heard it, like, I was in the car right over here to do a reaction to it, and bro, I literally bumped it the entire car ride like 8 times over, had fucking tears sprinkling down my face, but I was just overjoyed, bro. I'm like, I can't believe he's giving me this, and like, I feel like the words really will resonate with me more than anything I've heard all year. Him saying, you know, lines like, look what I've done for you, and I want the hood. I feel like this is Kendrick's farewell to him being the people's savior. Because when you go to Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers, mm-hmm. you realize that he's taking a step back. He's taking himself off of that pedestal. Fact. And I love everything he did. The different perspectives, mm-hmm. him tapping into Nipsey Hussle's perspective, even through the music video with the mannerisms. The production was combined to perfection with the bongos clashing with the congas, like
even removing the drums on the second half of the song was super personal, because then like you hear an extra layer of Kendrick's voice. But interesting enough, you put Father Time, you know, so another song through that Mr. Morale rollout. It didn't crack mine, just because I find I haven't been going too much back to it, and mm-hmm. I've been doing a bunch of redives on Mr. Morale, but I'm kind of seeing what's been my favorites and what's been my standout. It's definitely one of my favorites.
Is it your number 2 or 3? Like, I know you have Mr. Morale number 1, right?
I have Mr. Morale number 1. This would be like around the 2 or 3 spot, but you know what's going on with Father Time by Kendrick Lamar featuring Sampha, because I love Sampha's vocals on that track, and yes, it has been one of my most played, but I don't know, it made my honorable mentions, just didn't necessarily make my list.
The strongest hook I've heard all year, bro. Okay. And like, Kendrick sounds like fired up here. Like, I'm getting some Blacker the Berry type of anger and like tonal energy, I would say. And apart from that, I love the disjointed production. You're kind of getting this manipulated vocal sample and these beautiful piano chords. And I just love that he's, you know, flipping the script on men having daddy issues instead of the usual narrative of women having daddy issues. So I love everything he's doing here, and it's one of my favorites of the year.
Okay, let's talk about Come On, Let's Go by Tyler. So yeah, you'd really have it in your top 5 so far. Really? What's the reason, man? What would you say is your reason?
It's just one of the most cinematic songs of the year, bro. And I feel like, I don't know, Tyler is kind of becoming like the Meg Ryan of the hip-hop industry, because he's dominating in that romance lane. But like, in this song, it's dope because he's taking you through the setting that he's at, the dialogue he's having with this girl who's taking fucking forever to get ready before a night out. So I love everything he threw into it. And of course, his flows are always really dope. And I think Tyler is just at his peak form right now, and he just keeps getting better year after year. So had to include him.
All right, let's go into Breath Control by Logic featuring Wiz Khalifa.
We both had this on our list. I had it number 8. Where did you have it? Number 9, I think.
I had it at number 9, yeah. So how do you feel about it, bro? Like, just going through Vinyl Days. We just dropped our review, by the way. If you guys want to go check that, I'll click the link. But where are you going with it right now? What type of vibes does it give to you? Because I feel like I'm back in 2010 with it, and it's been one of my most played songs of the year so
far. Yeah, it's so nostalgic for me, and I feel like this might be my most played song of the entire year because it's so easy to throw on. You know what I mean? Wiz Khalifa is just, he's chilling out on it. He's doing his usual fuck bitches, you know, smoke some fatties type of energy, which you love from Wiz. But he's also showing maturity with his pen, talking about like being more concentrated on his stocks and mortgages and that sort of stuff. So it's cool to see how, even though he's kind of reminiscing over his old style, his, you know, philosophy and his thoughts have kind of matured. So that was cool. And then, of course, you have the beat switch into Mesmerized off of Kush and OJ, which was a nice addition. So I love the song, and I think that it will be my most played. What do you think about me having London on my list at number 10?
I think it's a good pick. I'm being honest with you. I know how much you fucked with that song. I mean, I didn't have it in my honorable mentions because I kind of took it, you know, put it in my rotation super heavy for maybe a couple of weeks, and then it kind of dropped out real quick just because, you know, I don't know, it just didn't end up making it like that. But why did you include it in your top 10, let's say, over something like I by West Side Boogie?
I love what they're doing because they're both like experimenting, you know, vocally. They're both trying out like these UK accents, and
yeah, it came off really good.
The execution's
good too.
Perfect, bro.
Absolutely. It was really good on both of their parts. So I want to ask you another question outside of these lists. Looking at the tracks that we have here, do you think it's been a super memorable year as far as songs go? Because last year might have not been too much. You
really?
Know?
Like, last year was stacked, though.
Last year was stacked, but I feel like this year stacking up to be better as far as like replay value goes on a lot of these tracks.
Yeah, I think so, because like we're halfway through the year, and I feel like I've had a harder time putting together this list than I did putting together my top 10 songs at the end of 2021.
Yeah.
So there's definitely been a lot of quality, but yeah, it's going to be super tough to make these end of the year lists because I feel like my shit right now is already kind of solidified. You know what I mean?
And we still have a lot of drops to come through with it. So, okay, is there anyone, let's say, that has to drop? Let's say because Lupe is, you know, dropping on Friday. You know, you have Lil Baby confirmed for the month of July, probably. Travis still has to do a rollout to ASAP Rocky's there. Do you think anything from their albums are going to be making this list and cracking them?
I think ASAP Rocky's definitely going to have some positions within my list. I think Lupe Fiasco, of course, Black Thought, who's dropping his album in August. If Nas comes back with King's Disease 3, I'm sure there's going to be some fucking placements there. Travis Scott with Utopia, of course. But what about you? Anybody else?
Yeah, I think it's also going to be a super heavy year. So, I mean, like, the Griselda boys all dropped. I mean, West Side Gun confirmed the new project's coming soon. So, something maybe from his project might make my rotation. But so far, I've been really impressed with the year, man. I'm being honest. I've had a lot of fun listening to new music this year. And I also like how a lot of different rappers are redeeming themselves. I mean, like, looking at Logic with Bobby Tarantino 3, like, that was really off-putting for me. And then coming back with Vinyl Days, that was super cool. Looking at what Chance doing right now, that's awesome. You know, like, I feel like there's this new refreshing wave coming back from, you know, the OGs of hip-hop in that 2010 decade that are pushing the boundaries forward again for this one. So it's super impressive to see.
Yeah,
right
I
now.
Feel like we're kind of like in a renaissance type of era where it's like these guys that were dominating back in the 2010s, like that really had their come up in the early 2010s, are kind of showing you that they can do it again and that they're still going to be dominant in this new decade.
But that's what's cool about
over
it.
A lot of the new guys that aren't shaping
cool.
up.
That's what I find is really cool is like you see how a lot of these different rappers are coming through and they're proving how they could take these old sounds and songs that, you know, made them pop off back then but make them sound refreshing for a setting like 2022, guys. So listen, let me know your top 10 songs of the year so far in the comment section. Let us know where Lou and I got it wrong. Let us know where we got it right too. And the guys, thank you so much for all the support. I mean, we've done a bunch of reactions to all of these different songs and albums on our Patreon plan. So if you guys want to access that, link in the description. Thank you guys so much for watching this video, and we'll catch you in the next one.